Welcome to a special this week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Clint Ruckus.
I'm Brian Peek.
I'm Scott Hanselman.
And we got some, this is live at PDC, so we got a great audience going on here, if we can get a shot of them.
Yeah.
Live. Pretty impressive, yes.
Oh, yeah. Huge. To see us.
Yes, exactly.
The live show. We are bringing down the house.
Yes.
PDC impressions of PDC.
Impressions? Who should I do? No, just kidding. PDC? PDC's been pretty cool, actually, right now. A lot of people are, they've overflowed the lap around Azure 3 times. So that means that they filled the room, filled the overflow room, and then the other overflow room, and the third overflow room. They didn't think they were going to be able to do 3 overflows, but they did.
Wow. I hear that's a new PDC record, actually. So pretty intensive stuff. So, Brian, what are your impressions of PDC so far?
I've been stuck at the booth the entire time, thanks to you and your slave-driving behavior. But what I have seen is pretty cool. I saw the keynotes, lots of cool Windows 7 stuff today, which excites me. I'm not a big cloud guy, and I don't do server-side stuff. But Windows 7 client stuff, the Surface SDK, looking forward to screwing around with that when I get home. And I don't know, lots of fun stuff.
Cool.
Clint? Well, I've checked out the Azure stuff and Surface. Playing with the SDK, I got to see Scott demo it a couple times, and it's just super easy. You can 2 mice, and you can actually mimic the entire Surface device from your desktop for the most part. And I gotta say, that was a really cool demo that you did at our talk.
Yeah, so we did do a talk, actually, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse here. And we did Baby Smash.
Yeah.
We did Inner Tube for downloading stuff.
Right.
I don't know if people know. Twitter vote. And
We Earth
VR.
That was awesome. Super exciting name. Yeah.
So, other stuff. How do you pronounce Azure? So, we're going to go around and you can teach us.
Azure. I'm going to go with the old school Azure.
Azure.
Azure. I don't know. It's blue.
I see it, I want to see Azurus, which is a BitTorrent client, but I think it's actually Azure, but...
the original French pronunciation.
No, it's spelled A-Z-U-R-E, and it's pronounced blue. No, but it's Azure.
Excellent. So... other random stuff. We had a bunch of Channel 9 videos go up, so Charles actually got to talk to Ray Ozzie. So this was pretty cool. I know, and got him an Ozman Cometh t-shirt. But I don't know if you guys have actually seen any sessions, but if you didn't, which sessions sounded interesting? And Scott, you can, of course, vote for yourself. So
there were other sessions?
Wow,
people didn't come here to see babies slap on a Surface? No, I saw Glenn Block do MEF, the new Managed Accessibility Framework, which was pretty awesome. Phil Hack talking about ASP.NET MVC. Scott Hunter talking about ASP.NET 4.0. Freaking John Lamb, Dr. John Lamb, talking about Iron Ruby. I mean, so far it's been pretty epic.
Cool.
If I had the opportunity to leave, I would have taken a look at the Surface SDK. And there was about 17 Windows 7 things I want to check out. Lots of cool stuff there. Yeah, but I'm here.
Myself, I would have preferred to actually see the keynotes, but the nice thing is all of the sessions are live on Channel 9 that you can rewatch later on. The Surface SDK one I really wanted to see, and some of the Windows 7 and Azure Blue, I think are really cool sessions to check out. What about you?
I think one of the other cool things is because we've been working the Channel 9 Coding for Fun Lounge, and apparently too hard.
A little bit.
You can't handle it. We did Show Off last night. And Show Off is a contest where people can submit their own videos, and some of the cool stuff that was shown, I think one of my favorites was Brian the Build Bunny. So if people haven't seen Brian the Build Bunny, that actually placed first place, but it's one of the NabazTag robots. And what it does is it gets either happy or sad if you build or break the bunny, and it actually does text-to-speech based on the build check-in comments. So some pretty cool stuff with that one, and I think Clipboard History placed third.
That was definitely cool.
So what was your favorite entry from the contest?
From the nerd experience, I would have to go with the